And this is the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Let's move on to non-coronavirus issues for just a little bit. If the current presidential election campaigns are any indication, following the advice of older people is back in vogue, if it was ever out. Barring some unforeseen change, the two major party candidates for president will be men in their 70s. There's certainly something to be said for the knowledge people gain over a bunch of years on the earth. That's the basic idea behind the Josephine County Council of Elders, which aims to get people talking across the usual divides about issues that affect us all. We have two of the founding members of the Council of Elders with us. Steve Radcliffe, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Top of the morning, sir.
Good to have you on this St. Patrick's Day. Thank you. Jack Shipley, welcome to you.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So how long has there been a Council of Elders, Steve?
Spring of 2017.
Mm-hmm. And how did it get started?
Well, some of the people, and Jack, I don't know if you were at that indivisible meeting that Mary Beth talks about. We credit Mary Beth Webster, who turned 90 a few months ago with being our founding member. And she was at an event with the Indivisible group and found herself in a small breakout group where there were elders. And it occurred to her that maybe elders should be a little more organized and focused, and she began inviting small groups of people to get together. Do I have that right, Jack?
Yeah, that sounds right on.
All right, so to get together to do what then, Jack?
Well, the first topic of discussion when we came together was how to get civil discourse back into our conversation. It seemed like everybody was being so polarized around every issue that there was no civil discourse occurring whatsoever. And so it was important that we start some conversations and see if we can agree to disagree and keep it civil in the process.
So, and just amongst yourselves, or was there some vision for taking this out bigger from the initial core group?
No, I think the idea was to expand it out beyond just our small group. We actually made a trip over to Bend, to Eastern Oregon, and met with some folks over there who were doing a similar type thing, just to see what they were doing and see how we could do to collaborate together and make things, start to expand it across the landscape.
Were there any particular issues that you guys were focused on at the beginning, Steve?
Well, my focus was precisely civility. I've been troubled for many years by the loss of civility. And from that, we've developed a number of different programs. We are sponsoring workshops designed and moderated by an outfit called Braver Angels. And they've been really very effective. The people we went to see over in Sisters are working with a system called Speak Your Peace, P-E-A-C-E, that was developed in Duluth, Minnesota. And we are also interested in the help me out, Jack, the name of that funding.
The Ford Family Foundation.
No. The it's awful being an elder, you know.
Annie E. Casey, maybe.
No, the one that addresses transparency in local government.
Oh boy! We're all stuck.
Wow, this is the one you were pushing.
All right. So we, civility, transparency, just basically dealing with each other generally better. It sounds like is what your major interests were, Steve.
Well, yeah, we see the ability to have courteous, respectful conversations with the people who have different points of view as underlying all other challenges. If you can sit down and have a civil discussion on whatever topic you may not be in agreement about, then you got a better than even chance of making some progress on it. But if you can't do that, you're dead in the water. So we see it as a leverage point. If we can get people to develop the conversational skills and mutual respect that it takes to do that, we expect that it's going to have a positive impact on underlying, as I say, all other challenges that we face.
We are talking here on the Jefferson Exchange about the Josephine County Council of Elders with two of the earlier members, Steve Radcliffe and Jack Shipley. You can join the conversation on the exchange. 800-838-3760 is our phone number. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Jack, if you're the same Jack Shipley, I met you years ago at the Applegate Partnership, which is another instance of trying to bridge gaps. Does society, or at least politics, seem to be often moving in the opposite direction of people attempting to build those bridges?
Well, yeah, and I think it's exacerbated. I think social media is a vehicle by which people can somewhat anonymously throw lob bombs out into conversations and not be responsible. And I think it's critically important that when we enter in conversations that we take responsibility for what we say and do, rather than throw something out and then and then walk away from it.
Other than social media, what are some of the other things you think, either one of you, that has led to us not being able to talk to each other very well, to this lack of civility we talk about?
I chalk some of it up to a politics of division that has been practiced. First time I became aware of it was the presidential campaign of 1968. And it was kind of a swing back from the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act of the earlier, of 64 and 65. But I think some people see a political advantage in demonizing the other team. And this is lamentable. I don't see any good coming from changing the conversation from a difference of opinion about policy to personal attacks and making the other person a bad person if they disagree with you. And I think that's a critical distinction. The vast majority of people on the other side, whatever the other side is for you, are not bad people. They're Americans with a different point of view. That's all. And I think we really need to put that front and center and remember that we're Americans and stop being Republicans or Democrats or liberals and conservatives.
I think there's also another piece to this. I think the news media is culpable in this as well, and that it's a humdrum story that's kind of bland. It doesn't gain a lot of attention, but if there's excitement and controversy, it tends to draw folks in. And so I think there's an emphasis in many cases of the news media beating the drums on these kinds of extremes.
Yeah, I can remember a few conversations I had in newsrooms with people who needed to rewrite my stories, and it was like, are they angry? I said, no, they're concerned. Are they up in arms? I said, no, they're concerned. <You know? laughs> Trying to stick with that level of thing. So, yeah, I've watched that whole conversation go on. There's a lot of obstacles to what you're trying to do here with the Josephine County Council of Elders, like the, in addition to the things we've talked about already, the constant repeating of phrases like the urban-rural divide. Talk about how you try to whistle past that graveyard or address it directly.
Well, I would like very much to have one of our Braver Angels workshops on that topic because it is a serious problem. And see, Jack and I live out in the country in the Applegate, mm-hmm. and folks around here don't have much of a substantive understanding of what the people in Portland and Eugene are challenged by or what they think, and the same is true. So, but as an example, last December we held a focused one-day workshop on the abortion question, and it was really very successful. At first, I considered it a big accomplishment just to have a workshop mm-hmm. on that subject. And what happens in one of these Braver Angels workshops is you get equal numbers of people from each perspective. We had equal numbers of pro-life and pro-choice people, and then we had a bunch of folks there as observers. And everyone treated one another with courtesy and respect for the entire day. And at the end of the day, we walked out with 20, believe it or not, 20 points of agreement that everybody could agree on. And the most significant, that to my thinking, was the fact that everyone agreed it would be nice to have fewer abortions here in the county.
And so what were some of the points that that would make that possible?
Well, we identified some ways to reduce that. We talked about education, contraception, and a more robust adoption network. Okay. And everybody in the room was on board. Now, we did not get into a lot of the detail in a one-day event. And these are thorny issues. And
but everybody stayed there the whole day, you're saying, then?
Nobody walked out.
That was exactly where I was going, Jack. So nobody took off in a huff or anything.
Oh, no.
No, not at all. And
Let me give you another example that you spoke of the Applegate Partnership and Watershed Council, and we started 28 years ago, and we had we worked with the Bureau of Land Management on a timber sale out here, and we came to agreement in the process with BLM, and had a press conference, and the media came out, and it actually happened on Humbug Creek here in the Applegate, and we talked about how we had found agreement and we were moving forward. And the first question that the media asked us in the interview was, well, what didn't we agree on? And we said, we're not going to talk about it. And they didn't, it was a non-news issue for them.
So they didn't cover the story or
just... It was a very brief mention of it, that the timber sale was moving on, but there was not a lot of follow-up about finding agreement.
Mm-hmm. Was that just the broadcast media, or did the print media go that same way?
There was television was out there. They brought their cameras and the whole bit. So,
It's
very important to find the points where you agree. Find something you agree on. Try to do something constructive around that. And in that process, it's our hope that people will get to know each other better, have some mutual respect, and that would enable you to tackle some of the more difficult places where you don't agree. But you got to go find the common ground.
And so how often, Steve, does the Council of Elders meet? How big is the Council of Elders?
Oh, it's about 10 folks now, and we meet twice a month.
Mm-hmm. Which I imagine you're suspending for the time being?
Oh, we're going to online meetings.
Uh-huh.
And we are expanding our work over into Jackson County this year. There are some folks from Ashland and Medford who are going to be presenting these workshops as well.
Okay, so we'll be, where would people go? Would they go to the Peace House website in Ashland to catch up on the doings?
No, the best thing to do would be to send me an email at steveradcliffe@peak.org. That's steveradcliffe@peak.org.
Okay, well, since you gave it out on the air, we'll make sure it gets up on the website, too, so people can find the folks at the Josephine County Council of Elders coming into Jackson County as well. Steve Radcliffe and Jack Shipley, two of the earlier members of the council, thank you for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
It's been our pleasure. Thank you.
Take it easy. That'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. More coming up. Please stay tuned.